In 2016, the Obama administration halted new coal leasing on federal lands with a goal to re-examine the environmental impacts of the program. Just a year later, the Trump administration lifted that moratorium. Now, a federal judge in Montana is saying there should have been an environmental analysis before reopening the program. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim speaks with University of Wyoming law professor Sam Kalin to learn what this all means.
You know, I think that it's a judgment that I like the outcome personally, because I do think that we really do need to understand what the environmental consequences are of continuing the leasing program the way it historically has been done. And so one of the key issues in this case was there really a final agency action when you simply just lift a moratorium? And that's what the court really had to wrestle with. And I think that there are two different ways one could have come out of that. This judge found that there was a final agency action. And once he did that and that there was review that was available, then that almost necessitated the second part of his judgment, which is that if it's a final agency action, both to be able to review, it also means there's a final agency action that would trigger the National Environmental Policy Act, which means that before you can lift the moratorium, that's an action that requires an environmental analysis of what the effects of lifting that moratorium would be.
The National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, for those who don't know, mandates environmental analysis. Could you explain a little bit more about what it is, why it's important?
It does a couple things. It, one, announces a national environmental policy that sort of favors making sure that we understand what the environmental impacts of federal agency decisions are. The other thing that NEPA does is it ensures that the public gets to participate in the decision-making process.
The court said the coal moratorium should not have just been lifted without some sort of environmental analysis, given it was determined to be a final agency action. The judge has asked both sides to come up with a joint proposal for a remedy soon. It seems like the remedy could be doing an environmental analysis of some kind. It could be that the moratorium is reinstituted or just a new document, right?
What he's likely or could do is that he could say that you're not allowed to resume any coal leasing until you finish your environmental analysis. So he could enjoin effectively any future coal leasing that was the subject of the moratorium until the compliance with the National Environmental Policy Act. All the court would likely do in this case is to say before you can lift the moratorium, you have to prepare an environmental document that looks at what the direct, indirect, and cumulative effects would be of lifting that moratorium. And that doesn't dictate what that document will look like. It just requires that that document examine the direct, indirect, and cumulative impacts, which would include the greenhouse gas emissions that would be that would flow from lifting the moratorium and allowing leasing to continue. So that might be the debate about what the remedy will be when he ultimately gets the briefing by the parties on the remedies.
So again, this is something that Wyoming, obviously, it's very close to home to think about this coal moratorium. And I think for a lot of folks, when they see Obama regulatory barriers to coal development, this is foremost in their minds. So to a lot of people, this is a very important decision. What does it actually mean? And I guess, you know, it's hard to say before there's a remedy, but there's going to be some kind of impact one way or the other for Wyoming, right?
I mean, when you talk about barriers to coal development, the biggest barriers to coal development have not been on the production side. So the biggest barriers have been in the marketplace, and coal has lost out in the marketplace. I don't think there's any dispute about what utilities have decided to do and how we look at the changing energy markets today. So I get a little bit concerned when people say, oh, is this going to be a barrier to coal development?
But a lot of people are arguing that it's a symbolic move. But you're saying, while nothing's set in stone yet, the decision likely still won't have much of an impact on coal here.
I guess I'd be loath to predict too much, but my gut instinct would be that it would have very minimal impact overall, at least in the long term. It might have some. Ultimately, when we look at what the remedies are and we get over these remedy issues in terms of if we were to actually resume leasing with a lot more vigor, we're talking about short term anyway. And so I don't know that long term it would have much of an impact at all.
So I know you've mentioned the next steps, we're waiting on the remedy and then eventually they're going to have to decide it. But there's also the aspect of a potential appeal. So what are the next steps, next things we're going to see come out of the court?
After the remedy phase is done, what I would expect is that the government might decide that it would like to take it on up to the Court of Appeals. And so that's a possibility, is that it could go to the Court of Appeals.
Okay, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.